You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, by state, top Christmas movie per state. What do you think our state's top Christmas movie is?
These things are so dumb. Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of states. I'm surprised Elf is only in one of those, Idaho or Wyoming or whatever. I think that's Idaho. I'm not sure.
Which is the one, Bad Santa? Have you ever seen Bad Santa?
Bad
Santa is fantastic.
Pennsylvania is number one.
Okay.
It is by far my favorite. Christmas. That and then Elf.
My favorite is A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story is great. That's It's a Wonderful Life is great.
Mm-hmm. Bad Santa, though, is worth your time. That little elf of his?
Yeah.
Oh. Show stealer.
The little fella?
Yep.
He's
show
great.
Stealer.
Yeah. A bunch of these I haven't seen. So. Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton he's played a lot of different characters.
Yeah.
A lot of different types of characters.
He's a pretty good actor.
Gang member and Blood In. Was it Blood In, Blood Out? Yeah, he was gang member and Blood In,
was
Blood
he?
Out. Yeah. He was part of the Aryan Brotherhood. He's had a smaller role. No, the Aryan Vanguard, Aviers. So he was in that. Bad Santa, A Simple Plan, which is a great movie. Then he's done Fargo. He's done kind of Fargo-ish with the other show called, Goliath.
Yep.
See him in Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lawyer in that one.
Are we coming up on signing day?
It's today.
It is
today's signing day.
Yes. National early signing day. You'll have one in February. Which
some are calling it decommit day.
Texas is calling it that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys hear this thing? Yesterday, you got to get it from Fred. Apparently, somebody was on the Dan Patrick show and said, "Oh yeah, well, the South Carolina athletic director told me, yeah, Tom Herman was calling. I don't want to say he was begging, but he was emphatic that he would really, really like to be the South Carolina head coach." Yes, it was like what? Tom Herman last week at this time thought he wasn't going to be the head coach at University of Texas.
Get out before they throw you out.
So they've got Shane Beamer. They hired Shane Beamer, and Tom Herman is staying. But this is out there now at the University of Texas. This can't, is that any way, shape, or form? Wait a minute. Chris Del Conte might go, well, now we might have to change our mind about this Tom Herman thing. About keeping Tom.
No, it won't make any difference because that's all hearsay anyway.
It is hearsay.
You can't say, there was a call on the Dan Patrick show. Somebody said they knew a guy.
Not somebody. Somebody in college football.
Who? What? Oh, you mean it was a guest.
It wasn't a reporter. Yeah.
No, because if Tom's going to get God, it will be after next year anyway.
We have it here. Thanks to Aaron who alerted me to where it came from.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's from actually Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, that's right. It's Paul Feinbaum. Oh, yeah. He might know a thing or two.
Oh, Feinbaum's lying now.
Great. But your impression so far of Shane Beamer at South Carolina?
Well, Paul, I'll tell you, I like him a lot more than, say, Tom Herman, who I've been told called Ray Tanner, the South Carolina athletic director, and I'm not going to say begged for the job, but my sources say that he was quite interested.
So it came from...
He was gone.
Who is that reporter?
Let me pull up his name.
Or who is that?
It's from Sapikoff. He writes for the Charleston Post and Courier, which is in South Carolina. He was on Feinbaum's show and said that's his sources tell him that Herman was actively searching for that job.
Was it? I don't want to say begging, but he was very interested.
Actively searching for, yeah.
Gene Sapikoff is the... reporter's name.
Does that sound like something you can trust, though, Gene Sapikoff?
Why can't you trust Gene? I don't
think Tom. Yeah, it wasn't Dan Patrick. It was. I apologize. It was Paul Feinbaum's show.
Known SEC honk.
No, I want to see.
This is a plant. This is an SEC plant.
Well, it's a guy from South Carolina that did it.
Yeah.
Said it, not him. But.
Oh, you mean SEC South Carolina? Oh, he's trying to downgrade the Big 12? Shocked.
Yeah, the SEC is concerned about the Big 12.
Well, what do you think the conversation, do we need to get somebody from Austin in here? What do you think the conversation is about Tom Herman today now?
Well, it's recruiting, so they're probably going to keep all that stuff to the side. It's signing day. Let's not talk about what he wanted and what he...
Ah, they didn't sign anybody anyway, so what's the difference?
That's not true.
He didn't sign anybody.
Well, they lost all their recruits.
Well, the 2022 recruits.
No, they didn't
recruits.
Lose all of them. And they probably picked up some new people.
Did they?
Some better players.
Did they, though?
Who actually are Longhorns, real Longhorns.
Yeah.
Did they, though?
What's wrong with you, John?
I'll be interested to see where they rank this year.
Well, that's not hard.
You and your recruiting, Matt. Right, let me tell you. You know who will put on the biggest cape for recruiting? Rankings don't matter. People who don't have good recruiting rankings.
Yes, that's it.
Who are these guys with the insurance that, like, I think that generally speaking, the recruiting rankings are fairly accurate, but they miss on a lot of, like, three-star stuff because it's done off of.
If you go back over the last 2-3 years, you're going to see that it's Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson. Texas A&M probably did have a really good class. You're going to see that the recruiting rankings are pretty fairly accurate of how good teams are.
Yeah, I think they've gotten way better over the years.
Yeah,
as people have kind of figured out what you look for. I mean, look, it's just about traits. Big, fast, strong. It's not going to change.
Football
That's what
character.
Sports is. Big, fast, strong.
You also want guys who... You can bring it to your program and aren't going to screw things up. Currently, out of the 18 guys they entered signing day with, it looks like, or at least I'm just guessing because I don't know if anyone committed today for Texas. 15 guys have signed, and right now they're on track to have the 17th best class, which ain't great for them.
No,
it was 8 the previous year, so 17 is a down year for Texas.
That's that you know. Where's A&M?
I'd have to bring them up. But I'll have to bring them up. Don't want to guess here.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's Miami?
Currently in 10th. And they got a quarterback that's probably going to commit. A four-star that'll probably drive them up a little higher. We'll see. Because other teams will get players too, so you never know. But A&M right now is 14th. And once again, I don't know their class. They may be waiting on a couple guys, and that'll boost them up because they only take who's committed right now. So maybe they got a couple guys making decisions today. Who knows?
What's the rankings? Who's
currently, as you might expect,
Alabama, Ohio State.
Yes. Who do you think is the top five?
Alabama, right, Clemson, Ohio State.
It's Alabama and Ohio State, and Clemson is 5 right now.
Wow, down year.
A&M.
Yeah, A&M's 14th. Right, top 5 right now. You're missing 2.
I'm going to go Florida.
No, they're 7th. You're going to be surprised by one considering the season they're having.
But Auburn?
But we talked about the school.
Not Michigan.
No, LSU's still 4.
LSU's still 4. Yeah.
And Georgia's, it's the national championship bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids committed when they saw what happened last year. And Georgia. So three SEC schools, Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson round out your top 5, which is not surprising. That's kind of how it always goes. And Oregon's up there at 6.
Those are the usual suspects, though.
Yeah.
For the most part.
There are no big changes. North Carolina's recruiting really well. Mac does that. They're 12. But as far as what you might expect, the big boys are still the big boys. And that's how it is. We'll see. Michigan always over-recruits what they actually produce. They're 9 this year. And they were 14 last year. But...
Yeah, look at what 14 gets you, Texas,
go find
or A&M. You see what 14 gets you?
Well, I mean.
A 2-5 team.
Well, A&M has guys who can, you know, play defense this year. Michigan didn't have that, or quarterback, or wide receivers. Michigan didn't have much this year.
Oh, they're talking about the James article, Tim McMahon's James article on ESPN Get Up or whatever the show is.
First take,
same thing. Whatever. I mean, what a soap opera.
Is this a cause for concern, they ask? Well, yeah.
So sick. The only thing they ever talk about Houston is scandal, Bill O'Brien's stupid trades, and James Harden wanting to leave.
That's all we talk about.
Drama.
I know. That's what we talk about.
I know.
And then is Correa going to leave or is George Springer going to leave? Yeah. Can Fromber be the starter? No one ever talks about that on these shows. When are they going to start doing the positive stuff like, hey, Fromber looked like one of the most dominant pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Thank you.
Where's that on First Take? I don't see that one. No. Here's what I don't see. Oh, what about Christian Wood and his huge comeback story after his girlfriend left him at the airport when he didn't get drafted? Do they have anything on that?
No.
That comeback of the year award? Are they talking anything about Chad Hansen? You know, Chad Hansen's miraculous move to the top of the wide receiver one of the Texans receiving, you know, depth chart? No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen those. Those are three stories. How about this? Are they talking about Kyle Tucker and Kyle Tucker's monumentous rise to the top of the Astros food chain?
Are they talking about Are they talking about Whitney Mercilus getting on the stat sheet with a miraculous quarterback hit?
I thought today Whitney was going to be able to avoid some bullets. He's been laid up in a hospital because John has machine gunned him.
Well, he only called him Mercilus. He didn't call him the other one.
I put some respect on his name.
Yeah, so John actually paid him a bit of respect, considering what he's called him the first 2 days of this week.
I didn't call him Whitney Useless this time.
I tried to avoid the name, and you didn't.
That's all. That's all I'm saying.
What's more?
He had a quarterback hit. What more could you want out of your rush linebacker?
Lance, let me ask you a question before we go to break. What do you find? What is more disrespectful? John going neat stuff after you said something, or being called useless?
I think look, there was some validity to the neat stuff commentary. I can understand. That's a
neat stuff.
Neat stuff is a matter of opinion, and it's a matter of timing. Frankly, you don't want it to have. You don't want it to be ill timed or ill used. He's used it effectively. Useless is, I think that's definitely the most respect. You're calling a man useless.
No, I didn't.
And you don't talk about the dirty work he's doing in coverage. Like, that's real cool that you just like, I just think I'm going to skim right by all the coverage stuff he does.
The coverage? What about the other?
Useless Island.
The big C word, culture. He's a culture linebacker.
Culture linebacker. Mm-hmm. Coverage linebacker.
What about all the work he's doing in the community?
Yeah, culture
community
linebacker.
Community linebacker. The three C's. Community, culture and coverage.
Thank you. How about you give him credit for that?
Those are the three C's. In division championships. Just because it doesn't start with a K doesn't make it not a C word.
Yeah, there's none of that going on either. There's another C. We're sitting in the corner watching everybody else play.
See, that's ugly. Yeah, disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for me. Help me talk about the other C, Coors Light. All right, cold. There's another C. Clean, crisp. That's CCCR.
Refreshing.
Refreshing. Cold, clean, crisp. I could keep it there. But it's the world's most refreshing beer, so I can't leave refreshing out, can I? No. Do you think I had any Coors Lights yesterday? Yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes, my friends. And here's why. Because I wanted to get refreshed. You can't go out and drink a beer and feel refreshed if it's not refreshing. If it's one of the, okay, oh, yeah, I want to drink one of those. It tastes like motor oil. That's great beer. No, that sucks. Here's what's great. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. The world's most refreshing beer. It's the official beer of everything I do. It's Texas chill. I know it's cold out there. It's cold out there, people. But you still want your beer to be cold and chill. And you know what? How about this? Netflix and Coors Light chill. That is, to me, now that is refreshing. That is my official beer. Make it your official beer, Coors Light.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear.
To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's not the Barney Miller theme. Old school Doug wanted the Barney Miller theme. But when you come back, it's probably why you're going to get fired.
Because old school Doug didn't get what he wanted?
Hey, he's the James Harden of this show.
When did that happen?
I don't know. Old school Doug's been around forever. That's why he's old school.
I understand where it comes from.
Yeah. He was listening before you were born. He was listening.
You were
to this
doing
show.
Shows before I was born?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know when you were born.
Okay.
So?
All right. Neat stuff.
Let's get Jason in here. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had two really quick questions. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I was just wondering, if Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence were in the same draft class, who would be picked first? And my second question is, who's the third quarterback in the draft this year? Thanks, guys.
I would take Luck. Luck is the highest rated player you've ever rated, right?
I didn't do him.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah.
Sam Darnold was your highest rated.
No, Sam Darnold was neither. My highest was Chase or Myles Garrett was pretty high. Either Chase. I think it was Chase Young.
Who's your highest rated quarterback yet?
That I've done personally was Mitchell Trubisky. No. I think it was.
You told me before it was Darnold.
It probably was Darnold. I'm trying to go through all these years. Who got drafted last year? He was higher than Wentz. Well, I changed my draft. We changed our grading scale. But Goff, Wentz, Darnold, it wasn't Baker. Darnold was my highest rated quarterback in that draft class. Who was it that got drafted just last year?
Joe Burrow.
I had a higher grade on Burrow than I did on Sam Darnold.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slightly higher. Yeah, but I have different grading scales. But yeah, I put a little higher grade on Joe Burrow. But Joe Burrow is the fifth player in the class for me. I have not graded a quarterback as the highest rated prospect. I had a really high grade on Laremy Tunsil coming out, on Myles Garrett.
I'm gonna bet you would have a higher grade on Andrew Luck than you will on Barkley. Trevor Lawrence.
Might have. I didn't grade him back then, but maybe. I don't know until I watch Trevor Lawrence. I don't like making, and I like when my opinion has changed. Like, I thought this guy, Wyatt Davis, this guard from Ohio State, I thought I was going to love him. Didn't love him. Did not love him. Don't think he's a first rounder. And I went in thinking I was going to, based on all the hype. Sam Cosby, not a first rounder. You'll see all this stuff right now, and they're all going to change. A lot of these mock drafts are going to have Sam Cosby in the first. He ain't going in the first. Teams don't like him that much. Not first round like. I don't think Wyatt Davis goes in the first. You're going to see a lot of pass rushers. Jason Owe from Penn State is going to go in the first. You're going to see Quiddy Pay, pass rusher from Michigan, go in the first. It'd be a good time to have a first-round pick if you're the Texans.
Nah.
There's a lot of pass rushers.
Don't need that.
Are going to go.
Don't need that.
The kid, Dell's guy, who left, Gregory Rousseau. He's a French kid.
Rousseau?
Yeah, Rousseau. He's going to go in the first round. Tackles are going to go. You'll see some tackles go, but not. You'll see Rashawn Slater from Northwestern will be, and Penei Sewell will be the first two offensive linemen off the board. This kid from Oklahoma State's pretty good. Tevin Jenkins, mm-hmm. right tackle. Man, he's got some nasty in him. He is. I was impressed with him when I watched him. And then I had a team, and he's nasty. He finishes people. He buries them. He's, like, got a mean streak. And then I had two different people in the league when I was asking about him say that he's kind of doesn't have a lot of grit. And I'm thinking, man, that's all I see on the field is him, is a gritty playing style. And I guess behind the scenes he's maybe not Mr. Hardcore Football. I don't know. That's what he looks like on tape, so that's what I'm going off of. But Najee Harris, I think, will go in the first. I think you have a running back going to first, and then you're going to have four quarterbacks for sure going to first. Trey Lance, Trevor Fields, and Zach Wilson. I think they for sure are going to be in the first. I looked at Mac Jones. I thought Mac Jones was like a third rounder at best. Mac Jones to me is 100% a guy who's going to really benefit from having great, great talent around him. So Landon Dickerson, a center from Alabama, could end up going on a first. So we'll see. And there's some good wide receivers again. Some really good wide receivers. Your guy Tylan Wallace, really good player. Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, all those three guys.
Rank your quarterbacks.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't done Trevor, but I'm assuming Trevor will be one. I'm assuming Justin Field will be two, but I got to watch him. Right now, I got Trey Lance. I haven't watched Zach Wilson, so I haven't watched the top. I want them to play their big games because the big games matter more to me. So I got a lot of stuff on Trevor.
Well,
Trevor Lawrence. Like, I could write Trevor Lawrence up right now.
You'll downgrade Zach Wilson with his game against Coastal Carolina.
Maybe, but I won't kill guys over one. You know what he also did? Drove his team right down the field for a chance to win the game.
Yeah,
that stuff matters to me, too. Yeah. But I'll watch that game. I want to see your best games and your worst games. Get a feeling for who you are. I mean, it's rare that you just have only good games. I'll downgrade Justin Field based on his game where he had the three interceptions, you know, potentially. I don't know.
Three interceptions are bad. It'll be interesting to see where Michael Carter – You'll be glad to get Michael Carter out of North Carolina, Dell.
I can't wait to watch him.
He's really good.
I don't even know if I want to watch the Miami game.
No.
Like, I don't want to – is this the greatest running back in the history of the game? Like, I don't want to be too –
You know, Michael Carter, man, it seems like every game I've watched him, he's good. He is really good.
He was running through – it's not a shot at Michael Carter, but I don't know what evaluation you make when he was getting into the second level without being touched for the entire game. I don't know how you evaluate the game because
two running backs do that.
Even just forget about
the yards
that they how many times were they 10 yards down the field before anyone touched him?
At what point did you go, what the?
I probably once it was like a
four. You weren't supposed to be that bad defensively.
They're not that bad defensively. That's why, I mean, it's coach speak, whatever, but Manny Diaz said, I don't recognize the team that was out there because no one did. It was, I mean, sure, North Carolina's exposed if they score, but that type of game, I thought it was when it was 14-3 and Miami went for it and didn't get it to try to get back in the game. I was like, okay, and then the next play was like this long touchdown run. Okay. We're about done here. You're a fan. You rationalize. Can we do this? Can we do that? But once it got to 21-3 and the defense showed no ability to get a stop, particularly running the football. When you run the football like that, you take the soul out of a team.
Do you think less of Manny Diaz today?
No, because I don't. The one game thing is not something I'm going to look at and go, that's
like
a referendum.
I heard him called a fraud.
Whatever. I don't think a one-game thing is a referendum. You know what? The offense was bad last year. He fired the guys he had to and hired the right guys, and the offense was better. You recruited De'Aaron King, who may come back for a year. We'll see. He has to make another decision.
You think De'Aaron comes back again?
There's some thought that he might.
As a different position?
No, as a quarterback. At home.
It's just such a mistake.
Well, if he wants to play quarterback, the last time he's going to do it is at Miami. So
right. No, if it's about being a quarterback, that's smart.
Yeah, maybe.
Do what you love to do.
That's right.
But and maybe you still get your chance if you want to move to wide receiver. That's true.
Yeah.
Or if you still need to.
And you can talk to Rhett Lashley, who has Shane Buechele for a couple of years, and Shane Buechele was okay the first year and then became a much better quarterback. So So you're going to say, hey, maybe I get a second year into Rhett Lashley and I become a much better player. Who knows? But no, I don't allow the one game thing to be a referendum. The year as a total, you went 8-2. If you played Georgia Tech, you probably went 9-2. Then you build. You recruit and you build. It's one game. It's an awful one, but it's just one.
I'm telling you right now, Mac might have the Mac might have. He'll have. I think he's going to have the ACC champ next year. Although Clemson is coming back with a pretty good quarterback.
And yeah, they're not going to beat that Clemson team.
He's really good.
But North Carolina gets all their secondary back.
Notre Dame at
North Carolina's secondary almost were complete opt outs, so they'll get those guys back. They have are both Carter and Williams both seniors or
Carter's a senior.
Carter's a senior,
but he could come back if he wants. But well, I don't know why he would.
Yeah. Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, I mean he looks great. He's not going to look better next year.
Especially running backs. You know that's the one position where you know I love when players go back because they usually get better. Most of the time they get better and they help themselves.
He got better in his fourth year.
Yeah. I think it almost always happens. Running backs are one of those like Etienne. I love that he was out there because he wanted to do.
He's regressed.
He had goals. Well, I don't know that he's regressed. His stats aren't the same. Almost the whole offensive line is gone.
Yeah.
So he lost his center, left guard, starting
they're gonna hold
right
against
tackle.
Him.
Oh, I don't know. It'd be hard to. The problem you get is this is another year. Like you could have started your earning potential a year early. And for some positions, if you try to make that argument across the board, this is why guys should come out early. Well, if they're not ready to, they hurt their chances of sticking around in pro football. If you develop yourself and become a better player, you can stick around longer. Running backs have a finite shelf life. And I know Daryl Morey was asked about that one time, and he thinks quarterbacks and running backs 100% should come out early to start their earning potential if they are going to be drafted. I think it's a little more complicated than that with quarterbacks, because if you're not ready to take on the life of being a quarterback, you can get buried.
I would disagree. Yeah.
I would too. Running backs, I get it.
Yeah.
Like Etienne might have been a first-round
pick.
Your
shelf life is short anyway.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. You know who else's shelf life is short? Your cars, your vehicles.
Craig DeSurf?
No. Craig DeSurf's shelf life isn't short, but your vehicle's shelf life could be short. It could be very, very short. And especially if you are driving one that's got 6 or 7 years on it right now, and you say, you know what, I'd love to get a brand new pickup truck. Might I interest you in a Chevy Silverado or a GMC Sierra pickup truck? And as you guys know, if you're pickup truck fans, there's all kinds of different crew cabs and 4x4s and this. You get a toolbox. You get step sides. You can get it tricked out any way you want and customized. But the great thing is employee pricing means that you are going to get a lower base rate than ever before. And they have customer cashback allowances on several of their vehicles in stock, both 2020s and 2021s. If you're looking for the deep discounts, there's never been a better time than right now, and it's the end of the year. And from a trade-in standpoint, they will go to the very top dollar for your trade-in value because they want your pre-owned vehicle, and they want to help you find a vehicle this December. So make sure that you give yourself a gift or a loved one. It doesn't matter. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're in Angleton. They're waiting for you. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I thought St. Arnold's was coming.
They are.
Well, like you told me they were going to come this morning. It's almost not morning anymore.
They are. It's still morning. For me, morning ends at 10. I believe that's officially lunchtime.
Is it? Are they going to be here?
That's my own personal belief. Yeah, they're coming up here. They're going to bring food up here.
I love that about them.
I'm hoping beer, too. Hoping some of their cider. They got great cider, too.
Nice.
Do you, from a playoff standpoint, football, I think the Texans are not going to make the playoffs this year.
Was that your professional opinion?
The word on the streets is they're going to have a hard time from a mathematical standpoint. That's what the numbers are telling me.
I thought the numbers told you they're eliminated.
Well, the numbers have told me that they're likely eliminated. Yeah. Depends on if any teams.
No, I think they're officially eliminated.
Well, if teams can't play because of COVID, they could still get in.
No,
No.
They're out. No, regardless. They're done.
Okay, well, tell
plays,
it to the Pac-12 championship
plays,
game.
Some plays.
Oh, Oregon, come on in. Big. We got a Pac-12 championship game for you.
Yes.
If it happened to them, it could happen to Search. Prime Minister Pete Nice kicked the verse.
Could happen to Dolphins. Could happen to the Dolphins that the Texans take their place in the postseason.
Dolphins aren't making it either.
Oh, they're not. What about the Ravens?
Why not?
How about the Chiefs? If the Chiefs have COVID and have a huge outbreak, they need a replacement, the Texans move right in.
Well, here's who we know is going to make it. The Chiefs are going to make it. Okay. The Steelers are going to make it.
Okay.
We know that
the Bills.
Bills are going to make it. I believe the Titans and Colts will make it.
So that's two teams left.
That's
Browns, Dolphins, Ravens.
No, that's five. No, that's four.
I said two teams left.
No, it's five, yeah.
Two spots left.
Okay, so let's go with Ravens.
Mm-hmm. And Browns.
Yeah, so see?
Why are the Delphine Ravens
doesn't make it?
Why are the Ravens going to make it?
Did you see the heroic work by their quarterback?
Yeah, and?
With stomach cramps, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Try beating
that.
So, wait a minute.
This is where Tua hits the wall. Tua hits the wall here.
Like, if the Ravens have another outbreak?
The Dolphins' defense hits the wall. You can't keep scoring touchdowns forever.
They didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah, and you lost.
Here's what happens.
So the Yankees scoring touchdowns forever on defense.
The Texans are not eliminated, y'all, because if the Ravens have an outbreak.
Yes,
right,
and they've had it before.
They've had it before. Then the Dolphins have an outbreak. Oh, you don't think that could happen in Miami with all those people touching each other?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So then also.
Who else?
The Raiders have an outbreak. Oh, in Vegas?
Las Vegas?
Yeah. Okay, all in the casinos with
There's
all that
kinds
filth.
Of outbreaks you can have in
New England,
Vegas.
Mass holes. Screaming at each other, spitting in each
Look,
other's mouth.
Look, I didn't say it's going to be easy. It's going to take
the
a lot
Broncos,
of...
The Broncos, also Denver.
It's going to take a tremendous amount of COVID to get
but
the...
But then, if they all go down,
yeah.
Texans next.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of COVID to get the Texans in the playoffs.
It's all right.
Elimination of basically entire organizations.
They're not making the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, odds are against them now, but I'm not giving up hope.
Well, okay,
They've been mathematically eliminated, but... They have not scientifically been eliminated.
What if you're on a movie set and you get and there's people that are not acting correct?
That's an odd question.
Huh. Hmm. Well, I mean, COVID can wipe out. Look, it's wiped out Washington's chance to play for a Pac-12 championship.
Right.
Did it not?
Right.
It has wiped a lot of things out in sports. It's wiped out chances for
almost
people.
Wiped out Ohio State's chances.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the movie industry, if an outbreak happens on a set, guess what happens? You don't make the movie. So guess what happens? Nobody gets paid. And if this happens at a Tom Cruise movie, if people aren't acting correct, this is what happens on the set of a Tom Cruise movie.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! Don't you ever do it again. That's it. No apologies. You can tell it to the people that are losing their f***ing homes because our industry is shut down. It's not going to put food on their table or pay for their college education. That's what I sleep with every night. In the future of the f***ing industry. So I'm sorry, I'm beyond your apologies. I have told you, and now I want it. And if you don't do it, you're out. We are not shutting this f***ing movie down. Is it understood? If I see it again, you're f***ing gone. And so are you. So you're going to cost him his job. And I see it on the set, you're gone. And you're gone. That's it. Am I clear? Do you understand what I want? Do you understand the responsibility that you have?
because I will deal with your reason. And if you can't be reasonable, and I can't deal with your logic, you're fired. That's it. That is it.
Tom is serious about COVID protocol.
And he's serious about getting that movie made.
Yeah, he is. Hey, you know what? People got to pay their college. And I got to make my $40 million this movie.
Yeah. I ain't going out like that this time, kids. I saw somebody on Twitter. It was actually a pretty good line. When he goes, do I make myself clear? It said, if there was anybody that had any balls there, would have said, Crystal. Well, remember from Few Good Men? Do I make myself clear? Crystal.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone had balls there, they would have. That did sound like Tom ranting and raving in A Few Good Men,
though. Yeah.
Yeah, it did have that kind of vibe. I don't have a problem with it. No, no grown man's going to talk to me that way. Well, first of all, it's your boss. And if you don't want to be on the set, you don't have to. You don't have to get paid. You don't have to do any of that stuff.
And oh, by the way, stop effing up.
You're not going to let James Harden talk to you that way? Because James will get rid of you, too. This just in.
James
players and actors, and there's people who have a ton of power. They have a ton of power, and they will get rid of get rid of that.
But that this is Tom Cruise's movie.
No, this is really about getting something made in an industry that has been completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That industry's been shut down. They don't. Eric Layden, when he goes to film, he went to Hawaii. Hawaii made them. Hawaii, they had very strict protocol. In Atlanta, they don't have the protocol, but his agency, the film company that they're working with, he had to quarantine for 10 days, I think, in a hotel room by himself with COVID tests, and that's what they are doing. That's not even an Atlanta thing. That's not a Georgia thing. That's what they are doing to make sure they're safe, because they don't want to have happen what has happened in other industries where they've had to shut down. They don't want that happening at all.
And
let's face it, a lot of movie stuff comes from California. They're shutting things down left and right.
Mm-hmm. Actor Christian Bale. Was that a better one than Christian Bale's?
The Christian Bale one was insane because, what was it about? Lights, the guy walking in the shot or in the background?
Yeah.
Christian Bale's was insane. This is nowhere near Christian.
No, no, no.
Christian Bale seemed extraordinarily unreasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Christian Bale is just pissed about a guy walking around. What about
he was yelling at that guy for being all casual?
Yeah. What about Mel Gibson's?
Then when he was yelling at his wife?
Yeah. Well, he was drunk too, wasn't he?
I guess he was yelling at his wife about possibly getting raped by a pack of. Yeah, he didn't use great language.
No.
Mel's was the most vile. Tom Cruise's was the most reasonable, and Christian Bale was just, bro, don't walk in my shot. He was furious and for that crappy movie.
Pull the Chris Berman thing where somebody walks in his eye line or whatever.
Oh. Is that clean anywhere?
Check and see if you've got that.
Oh, he was.
John did that the other day to, he screamed at
Michael Carroll.
Michael Carroll like that, yeah. He screened a Juggalo tray.
For what?
Just kidding. We don't care enough. We don't care enough to scream at people like that.
If somebody walked in here with a lawnmower and started it up.
Honest to God, I have seen, I'm not going to say which host, but I have seen hosts before who I haven't worked with get so pissed off when there was a delay between the music and a sound bite that they wanted played. Really? Like, this is so unprofessional. Like, what? It's just radio. It's not that. What are we doing here? Quit freaking out on producers because there's a slight delay in a soundbite. Some of those guys get really, really sensitive about that kind of stuff. Like when the door would open when you're on the air. Never open a door. I got in trouble one time when I was an intern. I don't want to say anymore. Never mind.
No, what now? Now what now?
Because there was no phone calls, and the guy didn't have any phone calls on the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And me and the producer got in trouble. I'm just kidding, answering calls, just, you know. There's no phone calls, and he said we were letting him die on the air because he was doing a show by himself. We're letting him die on the air, get on the phone and make a phone call. So I called and said something about save stats or something. And then I got accused of trying to make him look bad, look stupid. Like, what?
Well, were you trying to make him look bad?
No, I was saying that save stats when it was just one inning didn't seem to have the same, you know, pop as when it was a two-inning save. Because two-inning saves used to be the norm. You know, you go more than an inning. You get a save, you came in. If the starter couldn't go nine, first of all, if the starter couldn't go eight innings, he was soft back in the day. Oh. What? You didn't throw 150 pitches?
Soft.
Yeah, get his soft ass out of here with this four-man, rotation. And tons of complete games.
All right, 7378037776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control. He's been there when he is there when you need him. And if you've got any kind of issues, my buddy had roach issues at his bar, and Scott McGrath, literally no one else could fix this, and Scott McGrath did. He was like, no, don't worry. I'm going to get rid of him, and he got rid of him. And it's made it's so unbelievable difference. I've talked about it before. We had possums outside our house. Scott McGrath came over, trapped them all, took them away, and they were gone. And it was over. He's been spraying my house for years. He's spraying my house again. And we got the house. The service is impeccable. It's second to none. If you have any issues whatsoever, the last thing you want in your home or your business is bugs. Now, you've got to do preventative measures where they come and spray, and then you keep them away. If you've got them, though, and you need to get rid of them, give them a call. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240. They're great. You will love dealing with all the people at McGrath Pest Control. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 946, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Big story this morning, James Harden, Tim McMahon writing the article about the Rockets' culture. And James Harden keeping planes waiting. James Harden, it's just James Harden doing trips in between games to Vegas. James Harden not, you know, just showing up when he wanted. It's just not conducive to winning. It was a culture that Russell Westbrook couldn't play in. And in Oklahoma City, apparently, they had, it was like military. They were on time. Here's the thing about people that are late is how inconsiderate they are. Their time is more valuable than yours. And especially in a team setting where you're together for those a month after month after month,
band of brothers.
Yes. And where you're all in it together.
Yeah. Supposed to be.
And, you know, you act in the diva, you act in the star. It'll wear on guys. Now, James, by all accounts, it's so funny that we haven't heard more of this. I don't know. Maybe there's a code that we don't know about in the NBA. It doesn't seem that way. Guys talk about each other all the time. But why haven't we heard from Dwight Howard or Chris Paul, I think, is probably not going to do much of that. But other guys like Sam Decker or somebody else going, man, what a bleep show that was. I mean, James.
Well, maybe these are some of the guys they talk to.
Well, maybe, but finally took an investigative report to do it, as opposed to somebody just coming out and going, yeah, can't. Thank God I'm out of there.
You think Daryl will get asked about it? He won't answer because I'm in Philadelphia now. I'm not going to. No. Is there any chance that Daryl had his shot?
Daryl has say something bad about James?
No, is there any chance that Daryl made his comments about James, how much he loved him and all that stuff, because he knew he didn't want to add him into Philadelphia and he wanted that to be like his. He didn't want there to be any doubt about,
how much he loves him.
Or to become a distraction. So he wants to, James, he's the best. You want to trade for him?
No.
That can't have made, when Daryl had to have nights where he went home and said.
That he wouldn't want to trade for him. I just don't think he wants to give up what the Rockets want.
Well, right. But don't you think there were some nights, if all this stuff went on, you don't think there were, and I know Daryl doesn't believe in chemistry. Daryl doesn't believe in clutch play. He doesn't believe in like those are subsets of data that are randomly generated numbers. He has had a tweet like, "Oh, it's randomly generated numbers. It's all data dredging and all that stuff." There's no such thing as a guy choking. There's no such thing as clutch play. He believes this. Most analytics directors believe that there's no human emotion. You don't get tight. You don't get nervous. That's not real.
That's not real.
That's not real. There's no such thing as momentum. Did you know that, by the way? That's another one they will argue with you to the end of time is, oh, wow, team A randomly has momentum, but then it shifts that quickly to team B. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really
because
does.
Because it does, because you play tight because of the human element.
And not only you play tight, but the other team gets energized. And plays above itself.
It's about confidence.
They feel like they have. Yeah, they have momentum.
It's about confidence and a lack of confidence. And analytics guys just don't believe in human emotion. They don't believe in relationships, human emotion, chemistry. They don't believe in that. They only believe in data, what the computer tells them. And that's that frankly is their fatal flaw in many cases. And I think it was one of Daryl's, but you don't think there was ever a time that Daryl didn't go home and say, James is such a pain in the ass. This is killing me. We just have to do something different than this. He had to have said that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He had to have said that. Tillman had to have said that. Tad had to have said that. They had to at some point thought, is this even worth it? Is all this crap we deal with worth it? Mike D'Antoni obviously said that.
Allegedly, Tad is like more of a father figure to James. I read it on, I don't know, it was on Twitter, so it must be true. I don't know this to be the case, but that he's more of a father figure to James than Daryl was. So maybe he's someone that he can smooth this over. I don't know.
Well, but you got to have tough love for your kid too.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
Well, then that's not father figure. That's like cool stepdad Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff, the cool stepdad who lets you when your mom's gone, he lets you smoke and have a beer with them.
Yeah.
James doesn't need to have beers while the mom's away, because his cool stepdad says, here's a hustler.
Well, in this case,
why don't you look at this hustler?
Bring the strippers over so we can have a, you know.
That's what happens when you let the kids look at the hustlers before you know it.
They're bringing strippers home.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't think.
Start him off with Playboy. You don't have to go so hardcore to go hustler right off the bat, Jeff.
I don't think James is going anywhere. You want to know the truth? I really don't. I don't think that they're going to be able to get a deal that they think is close to what he's worth. So they're just going to say no. They're just going to, you know what?
You we'll
just
really don't think so?
No, we just got to play this thing out. We're not taking pennies on the dollar. We're not.
You don't think he's going to be traded at all this
nuts.
Year?
We want the deluxe nuts for James.
Yeah. Well, you want to deal James for at least a pair of queens.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get bullets. You're not getting kings.
No, we don't want probably peanuts. The deluxe nuts is a Romeo thing.
I know, but I'm going with the nuts, like in poker. If it was a hand, what might you get back for James?
Aces get cracked all the time.
You know what you'll get with James? King, queen.
No, I'm not taking king, queen.
You don't want king, queen off?
I'm not taking a queen.
That's what you're going to get, though. King, queen off, or you might get a pair of tens.
Yeah.
Would you take a pair of tens for James?
I could make a comment about a jack.
Nope. I know you could. It's the same comment everyone makes about jacks. Do you like playing a pair of jacks?
Well, I'd like three of them. I'd like three of them, but.
Don't do it, John. Don't do it. But what? Go ahead. Do it.
I'm not doing it. I think it's pretty obvious. Dell, where's this going?
I will dab if you do it. Go ahead. Now, I'm not saying
you
it.
Do you want Lance to dab?
No, I never want him to dab.
He needs another jack is what he's going to say. Yeah.
Because right now I'm...
What? What are you?
One jack off. spin dab.
Tornado dabbing.
Man.
You got it out.
I did get it
out. You wouldn't have wanted that inside
it
you.
It was built up. I had to let it out. I was edging.
Like a sneeze? Oh, I was going to go sneeze, but then went to another place. Okay, fine. Fine.
If you didn't get that out, you would have felt unfulfilled for the day.
Terrible all day.
I figured.
Gotten blue.
Man, I'm getting fought by a friend of mine that De'Arik King is going to be not only an NFL quarterback, but apparently a really good one. I mean, I'm like.
Is he a worse prospect than P.J. Tucker?
He's your guy.
No, I'm asking you, P.J. Walker?
Is he a worse prospect?
When you were evaluating P.J. Walker initially.
I don't think I ever looked at P.J. Walker, so I don't know. The problem with De'Aaron King is he doesn't hit any of the standards. He's short. He's small. It's not like he's 210 pounds like Kyler is. You know, Kyler's pretty well built.
Hurts just played well.
He's
and
short.
You got Kyler. I mean, it's
Hurts.
Changing.
Hurts is a big boy.
De'Aaron King's listed at 5'11". He's probably shorter. 203.
5'11".
I said what he's listed at. Yeah. 200
Scouts
pounds.
Believe he's under 5'10". I'll just tell you that way.
P.J. Walker.
He's also not even, is he even 200 pounds?
That's what he's listed at. How big is P.J. Walker? About this, is you saw P.J.
PJ's
up close.
6 feet.
They have him listed at 5'11".
Yeah.
How big
he's
is,
right there.
How big, what, was he over 200, do you think? He's right. on a roster. Here's right the difference. P.J. Walker's got good arm. Yeah. De'Aaron King doesn't have a good arm. De'Aaron King's not all that accurate,
totally
either.
Accurate,
he's not a very good passer. No. P.J. Walker is a good passer. Like, you got to be able to throw it. Hey, here's the thing with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts can, he can fling the ball now. Jalen can throw the ball. His anticipation just isn't
De'Aaron King is Greg Ward, only he can't throw as well as Greg Ward.
Ooh. He's a better passer than Greg Ward.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was. Greg Ward wasn't a great passer.
Greg Ward, but neither is De'Aaron King. De'Aaron King's not a great passer.
Well, you would agree with John until he became a Hurricane.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because I watched him all year. Greg Ward's not the same passer as De'Aaron King. De'Aaron King may... Look, I'm not saying he's a great passer, and we can talk about what he did with Dana. But this year, under Rhett Lashley, he was a better player than he was with Dana. A much better player.
Yeah. No, he's a better player than he was with Dana. Yep. And, yeah, and the year before, he was better, too. Greg Ward, as a passer... 68%, 67%, 67%.
Yeah, but look what you remember Tom Herman's offense with Greg Ward. He was throwing the hitches and the bubbles and all that type of stuff.
52 and 26. He was a 2-1 guy.
We know what he did under Tom Herman, the hitches and the bubbles, and he made off platform plays when things were breaking down.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I wasn't looking at Greg Ward thinking, man, he's standing in the pocket and lighting guys up. Well, De'Aaron King doesn't do a lot of that either.
No,
but
that's what I'm saying.
There's not a major.
He's Greg Ward, but he doesn't throw as well.
I'm disagreeing. That's all. We don't have to fight about it. I'm just disagreeing.
Mm.
I think they throw kind of similar.
I don't think.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure De'Aaron doesn't maybe throw a little better than Greg Ward. Greg Ward did not throw very well.
No. Well, he was a 2-1 touchdown guy, and he's a 68% passer.
And the type of throws matter. And
oh,
Tom
yeah.
Herman and Greg Ward and Tom Herman, like I said, hitches, bubbles, slants, all the things. And De'Aaron King does some of that too, certainly. But I don't think there's a marked difference between the two, honestly, throwing the football, at least from what I've seen.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll get Jim on the other side. Lance?
Beat it.
Neat stuff.
So
neat
we've
stuff
got,
today, Lance.
Thanks, bro. We've got... our friends from St. Arnold coming in at about 10:37-ish, maybe 10:38-ish.
Really? Yeah. We got a meeting, so we're going to have to eat it in a hurry before we go see AJ.
Wow. That's something new for me?
No.
Well, you
I'll
can't
bring
take,
it into my
you
meeting. What are you talking about?
To the meeting?
Well, but then, is it going to bring enough for AJ? Is it going to bring enough for everybody?
Who cares?
Huh?
Do they consider us when there's food? Oh, guys, by the way, if you want to hang out, there's going to be... No, they don't consider us. They don't say, hey, let's leave some for the guys in the coming room we put in the
no,
fridge.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so
no.
Who cares?
Yeah, you don't want to say, screw AJ.
I mean, if there's enough food, great. If there's not, who cares?
I say that anyway.
Yeah, why are we so
concerned?
You know
concerned? What I always say? Screw AJ.
Well, I mean, that's aggressive, but why are you concerned if he gets fed?
Because that's how I am. I care about people.
You just said, screw AJ.
Well, that's true. I can feel both ways, though.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I can. And it's pretty much how I do feel. You know what else I feel? A pajamagram. Because it's soft to the touch. It is unbelievably soft to the touch. Listen, you will love your pajamagram. I'm telling you, she's going to love it. It is new. It's the velvet touch. It's the tempting touch pajamas from Pajamagram. I'm getting these for my wife. And they've got, listen, when you go to the website too, you can get two for like a discount. If you buy one, it costs so much. If you buy two, you get a good discount. This is the way to do this, people, because she's going to love both of them, I promise you. And if you have more than one woman in the house, trust me, the other one will grab it. Because what my daughter did. I bought my wife pajamagrams before, and my daughter goes, I think I'll take those. I love those. So here's the deal is get two, because that's the way to go about it. Pajamagram.com, they are so soft to the touch. It's the micro velvet. And here's the deal. You get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her these tempting touch pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. But guess what? We're just over a week away, so you got to do it now. Pajamagram.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.